Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wish to begin by congratulating you on your election as the president of the Sixth Review Conference. We have full confidence in your wisdom and in your capacity to lead us to a successful outcome. You have the Philippines' full support. The Philippines aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished ambassador of Venezuela on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. Last year, we commemorated the 40th anniversary of this convention. We recalled its purpose as a pillar of international humanitarian law, and we reflected on the important role it has played in addressing and reducing suffering through times of armed conflict. The Philippines' engagement with the convention during this review cycle has been driven by our appreciation of the continuing relevance of this convention and our desire to contribute to collective efforts to improve its institutional agility to respond to rapidly evolving realities. As president of the annual conference of the AP2 last year, we highlighted opportunities and potentials to synergize regional and global efforts to enhance cooperation and assistance, particularly in the area of IEDs. To consummate our commitment to this convention, we have also relaunched domestic processes to complete a ratification of Protocol 5. In the group of government experts, we have worked with several like-minded high contracting parties on a joint working paper that seeks to revitalize this convention through a future-proof protocol that would address the challenges imposed by lethal autonomous weapon systems. Mr. Chair, the upcoming review conference provides an opportunity for high contracting parties to revitalize the convention, to inject vitality to its operations in the next 40 years, and to maintain its relevance in the 21st century. It is in this spirit that the Philippines is encouraged by the proactive leadership of Ambassador Ichiro Ogasawara in advancing our work on AP2, including the update of the IED declaration. With the exception of firearms, IEDs are the deadliest of all conventional weapons, causing senseless deaths and unimaginable suffering across the world, including in my country. International efforts outside the CCW framework attest to the priority that nations attach to addressing this threat. And in this regard, we commend the effort of Colombia and France, the coordinators in IED, for keeping CCW and the high contracting parties at the heart of this global conversation and global action. We also congratulate Mr. Angus September for his chairing of AP of Protocol 5, and we look forward to participating in this work as soon as possible as a full high contracting party. It is our view that the GGE process has reached a critical stage, and we are confident that under the inclusive and deliberative process under the stewardship of Ambassador Mark Pixton, it could deliver outcomes that reflect the progression in the level of debate and honor the hard work of the GGE in the past years. Mr. Chair, the convention must remain as an inclusive and constructive framework for the consideration of all positions with respect to the review of existing protocols and the development of new ones. Although some of these discussions may be difficult and complex, they are fundamental to our work, are necessary, and urgent. The Philippines reiterates its unwavering commitment to address all issues related to incendiary weapons and mines other than anti-personnel mines, MOTEPAM. Finally, Mr. Chair, our work moving forward require that we have a strong and stable institutional machinery. The review conference provides an opportunity to take effective steps to ensure that we have a predictable and professional institutional support with the ISU, and that we are able to set in place financial rules that could enhance the long-term institutional viability of this convention. We will fully engage Mr. Chair in support of all relevant initiatives in this regard. Thank you.